AP Sports, signed Denny Kapp. Two-way star Travis Hunter is the winner of college football's Heisman Trophy. The wide receiver and cornerback from Colorado joins late running back Rashawn Salaam as the only Buffaloes to have won the award. On the gridiron, Navy beat Army to bring home the Commander-in-Chief's trophy for the first time since 2019. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the details.
Navy beat Army 31-13 in the 125th playing of America's game in Landover, Maryland. Quarterback Blake Horvath totaled 311 yards and four touchdowns, including 204 yards rushing.
Shoot, I know we didn't win no Joe Moore, but it looks like the rushing yards was 271 to 113, you know, so it's just the facts right there, and, you know, we played hard today, and we wanted more.
Bowl season kicked off with a salute to Veterans Bowl, where South Alabama topped Western Michigan 30-23. NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. The Milwaukee Bucks punched their ticket to Tuesday's final, holding off Trae Young and the Hawks. Correspondent Tom Merriam has more.
The Bucks advanced to the NBA Cup final by coming from behind in the fourth quarter to defeat the Hawks 110-102 in Las Vegas. Atlanta held a one-point lead with 7.5 minutes remaining, but Milwaukee went on a 21-12 run the rest of the way to earn the win. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 10 points in that stretch, finishing with 32. He also had 14 rebounds and 9 assists. Damian Lillard added 25 points for the Bucks, who moved on to the Cup final after losing in the semis last year.
We were probably a little sharper this time around. Last time we was ready, but you know, this time we came into it remembering our last experience, and you know, we came correct.
In the late game, the Thunder overcame a sluggish first half to beat the Rockets 111-96. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander led all scorers with 32.
Well, offensively, in the first half, just didn't make enough shots. They went into half with a little bit of a lead. But, we trusted our own work, and we knew that if we kept getting stops, we would be able to give ourselves a chance. And we did so.
Off the court, Sixers rookie sensation Jared McCain will be out indefinitely after suffering a left knee meniscus tear, which will require surgery. And Golden State is set to acquire guard Dennis Schroeder from the Brooklyn Nets. According to an AP source, the return will include De'Anthony Melton, who recently had surgery for a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the season. On the college scene, top-ranked Tennessee stayed undefeated, edging Illinois 66-64 on a Jordan Ganey layup at the buzzer. Jani Broome had 21 points and 20 rebounds to help second-ranked Auburn cruise past Ohio State 91-53. Lamont Butler tallied a career-high 33 to help Kentucky beat one of its rivals. Correspondent Bruce Morton has more.
With Bluegrass State bragging rights on the line, AP number 5 Kentucky held off pesky Louisville 93-85. Wildcats guard Lamont Butler led all scorers with a career-high 33 points. Coach Mark Pope.
Lamont Butler just gave us one of the all-time greatest performances in the history of this super special game. Like, it's all time.
Butler hit all 10 of his shots from the floor, including 6 of 6 from beyond the arc. UK is 10-1.
Sixth-ranked Marquette squandered a 13-point lead and got upset by Dayton 71-63. Number 7 Alabama survived a late push from Creighton, holding on to beat the Blue Jays 83-75. Leah McNeely poured in a game-high 26 to lead 18th-ranked UConn past number 8 Gonzaga 77-71. Ninth-ranked Florida knocked off Arizona State 83-66 to get to 10-0 for just the third time in program history. Number 10 Kansas opened on a 15-0 run, cruising past NC State 75-60. Number 17 Texas A&M earned a road kill, defeating 11th-ranked Purdue 70-66. And Memphis upset 16th-ranked Clemson 87-72. History made on the women's side, where the Tennessee Lady Vols connected on an NCAA Division I record 30 triples in a rout of North Carolina Central. The 33-pointers set the mark for both men and women in D1 and are more than have ever been hit in an NBA or WNBA game. Coming up next, we go ice level. NHL Jack Hughes notched his 20th career game-winning goal to help the Devils upend the Blackhawks. The Devils remain a point behind the Eastern Conference leading Capitals, which doubled up the Sabres 4-2. Washington extended its point streak to an NHL season-best 9 games, having gone 8-0-1 in its last 9. Tom Wilson scored a pair for the Caps.
It's a strong team. We love playing together. And it's another big win. I mean, the wins are coming. We're playing well, so we gotta keep that momentum going.
The Sabres lost their 9th straight. Out west, the defending Western Conference champs won their 5th in a row as the Oilers doubled up the Golden Knights 6-3. Leon Draisaitl paced Edmonton with 2 goals and an assist.
I like our game right now. I think we're playing well. I think we're starting to find our roles a little bit. We're starting to find our rhythm a little bit better. And obviously, you know, we got some really good good teams coming up here. So just looking to continue that.
The loss snapped the Golden Knights' four-game winning streak. Warren Fogle had a goal and an assist to help the Kings rout the Rangers 5-1 and pulled within 2 points of Pacific leading Vegas. The Wild stayed hot, dominating the Flyers behind a big game from their star left wing. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Kirill Kaprizov reached the 20-goal mark by scoring twice in the Wild's seventh win in 9 games, 4-1 against the Flyers. Kaprizov put Minnesota ahead to stay by banking a shot off the helmet of goaltender Samuel Ersan, 14-18 into the game. Coach John Hines sang Kaprizov's praises after the game.
To have him playing at the level he's playing at is, I think, you know, it helps drive the team, and it's nice to see him have success because of the just coaching him, the commitment that he has to the game and to the team, and he's getting rewarded for it.
Minnesota improved to 26-4, matching its franchise mark for the fewest games to reach 20 wins in a season, doing so in just 30 contests. The Winnipeg Jets picked up their league-best 44th and 45th points, flying past the Canadiens 4-2. The Red Wings went into Toronto and stunned the Atlantic-leading Maple Leafs 4-2. Brady Tkachuk scored in overtime to lift the Senators past the Penguins 3-2. The Ducks also needed overtime to beat the Blue Jackets 4-3. Alex Killorin won it in the extra session. OT also needed in the Big D, where Matt Duchene lit the lamp to give the Stars a 2-1 win. In the West Coast games, Nathan MacKinnon scores a pair of goals and adds an assist as the Avalanche frees the Predators 5-2, winning for the fourth time in their last five tries. The Flames blanked the Panthers 3-0. The Bruins crushed the Canucks 5-1. Utah squeaked past the Sharks 4-3, and the Lightning struck the Kraken 5-1. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.